This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends.
Haven't we all enjoyed Alice in Wonderland? Yes, I am indeed talking about the audio story that we have on Chimes Radio. Alice in Wonderland, written by Lewis Carroll, is one of the most loved adventure books across the world, across the generations. The one that I have for you today is, in a way, the sequel to this book. It's called Through the Looking Glass, written again by Lewis Carroll, illustrated by John Tenniel. This book was published in the year 1872. Yes. It is again a story of Alice. While playing with two kittens, one white called Snowdrop and one black called Kitty, she looks at the looking glass, the mirror, and she sees her reflection in it. What she wonders about it, how is life on the other side of the looking glass? Yes, so in order to find that out, she climbs the fireplace and there's a glass. When she tries to step inside it, she's surprised that she's actually able to go to the other side, which is another world, an alternative world. There is a garden of flowers which are live. That means these flowers can speak. There are also looking glass insects inside. And there are twin brothers who are very chubby, known as Tweedledum and Tweedledee. And she knows them through the nursery rhyme she has read. She meets the queen, which later transforms into a talking sheep. She also meets Humpty Dumpty, who once sat on the wall and had a great fall. And meets the white knight, who rescues her from a misadventure. This white knight helps her become Queen Alice. And she sees herself hosting a party and has many adventures while on the other side of the mirror. What exactly happens later? Is Alice able to go back to her own world? Where does she find herself when she goes back? For this, you have to pick up a copy of this book and read it. Of this book as well, there were a lot of dramatic adaptations that were made alongside Alice in Wonderland. There was also a silent movie which was made in 1928 based on this novel. Various stage productions, film and television adaptations. This book is one of the most loved books, like Alice in Wonderland as well. There are many things that this book teaches us. It teaches us identity. Yes, every person, every child has their identity. It teaches us what being young is. It also teaches us what growing up brings along the way. And it also brings in front of Alice the goal that she has in life, which in turn tells us that yes, there are goals which need to be decided in the course of life. So, through the looking glass for us today, for other novels that we review and recommend, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and share Chimes Bookshelf.